Mr. Clark, you want to start us with a prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for being able to, we all just thank you for being able to serve this county, Lord, and Lord, with your guidance, just serve this county, and Lord, be with us as we are making decisions, Lord, and be with everybody in this meeting, Lord, that it's all of your will, and be with those that are serving our country, Lord, just be with the military, and we just are grateful that we live in a country that we can be free of, Lord, and we just thanks again for our own name.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, April 29th, 2019. I've got 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve check number 454-540 through 454-601. No warrants. 5 journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session, April 22nd, 2019, and executive session minutes for April 22nd, 2019.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated April 29th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Commissioner Wyatt, did you get the... Is this what you were asking for earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Is it with the corrections you wanted?
Yes. Unless you find something else.
I didn't find the first one.
Okay.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated April 22nd, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I have two abatements. They're real estate paid abatements, which would be refunds. And it's abatement numbers 204490 and 204491. The 204490 is from 2017. The structure was removed in 2016. And 204491 is 2018 for same property, same reason.
And I see you've got a copy here from the company that removed the construction in February 16.
Yep.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I move to approve the abatement of April 29th, 2019, Exhibit A.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
All right. Bid recommendations for county tax sale number 201903-428.
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. We're here this morning for our annual county tax sale bid, which was requested to me by the Caney County Collector, who's here with me this morning, Mona Cope. We released this bid on March the 23rd. It closed last week. We received two bid responses. This is for the delinquent tax deal, which Mona will talk about in just a minute. We received a response from Springfield News Leader of $5. And the request is for column inch based on 9-point type with 10.5 point leading. The response we received from the Branson Tri-Lakes News was $8. And at this point in time, Mona took copies of those bid responses to do a complete thorough review and prepare her recommendation. We were requested an agenda to do so this morning, spot on the agenda to do so this morning, and that's why we're here. So I'll turn it over to Mona.
Thank you. Good morning. This was a difficult bid to research, only because we had never had the Springfield News Leader put in a bid. And I talked with Greene County Collector Leah Betts when I was at the convention last week, and she said they had been publishing her tax sale without ever even going to bid, and there had never been problems. The only con that we could see at this time was that what if we published on the same dates, and that would confuse her tax sale, but I think we can offer different dates and perhaps get around that problem. We also contacted the News Leader to get a count of subscribers in Taney County, and the response was 1,281. Now, that's the subscribers, not the ones that actually take the paper from the bins, but I won't go into those numbers because they can't be accurate. You don't know how many actually get thrown away, so I won't even add those numbers in. The News Leader bid was for $5. And using my 2017 publication count of total column inches, it was 3305. So at $5 a column inch, that would bring the News Leader to about 16,525. And then the bid from the Branson Tri-Lakes News, which we have used in the past with very good success, but at that time their bid was at $3.75 per column inch. And so when they've upped it to $8, that would put the total cost using the 3305 column inches at $26,440. Yeah, so that puts Branson Tri-Lakes News over $9,915 from what the News Leader would be. And that's a significant amount. The past few years, 2012 through 18, the winning bids have been between $3 and $4.75. At this average rate, we've been able to charge our property owners and bidders at the tax sales the publication cost of $30. I feel like if we go up to $5, that's going to increase the publication cost to around $35. This isn't locked in. This is just quick estimates. If you raised it to $8 a column inch, that's going to raise publication cost to $50. And that does go to the citizens that own the property in Taney County. So per RSMO 140-170.1, it says the county collector shall cause a copy of the list of delinquent lands to be printed in some newspaper of general circulation published in the county. I felt I could only recommend Branson Tri-Lakes News, but after reading a legal opinion this morning and believing that the Springfield News Leader does have the right to be considered for bid, I have to recommend the lowest bidder, the Springfield News Leader. That is how I have recommended in the past. The 2 years that I've been collector, I like to go with the lowest bid because it does get passed on to our citizens. I also would like to bring it to public attention that RSMO 493025 states that a newspaper publishing such notice shall charge and receive not more than its regular local classified advertising rate. And I just wanted to put that in there because I do feel going from $3.75 one year to $8 the next year was significant to bring that to everyone's attention. So, again, I recommend Springfield News Leader.
You say you read a legal opinion. Whose legal opinion did you read?
One from Travis to the county.
Okay, I didn't know that you were privy to that information. So
I was able to read it, but I did not receive it.
I didn't know you were privy to that information. I don't remember taking a vote allowing that to be released.
I did not realize we could not share it without when they're giving the recommendation to.
That I don't know. I didn't know who gave it out, but the way I'm reading it, it uses a term called nexus. I'd like a better definition of what that term means, because there is reference in the letter to a case where they lost due to nexus.
With what?
Due to nexus. So I don't want to be involved in... I don't know how to proceed, just to be perfectly honest.
After what we just got this morning, I was considering, I have to either do one thing, the two choices, and I would be for tabling it till next week to have a better understanding.
Is time of the essence on this one, or is it publication, the sales and...
We won't publish the first time until July.
Until July, okay.
We'll still start gathering our information, doing our research in the office, but it won't go until about a week before publication, so July is fine.
And just so you guys know, obviously Springfield News Leader is a valid newspaper, and that's not the concern here at all. And they are the lowest bid. So in years past, we've had issues. I felt we've had disagreements just because of viability of the newspaper.
And we had at times one of the higher bid.
A few years ago, I believe that's to be correct. So it's not an issue of the newspaper. It's not, and I understand we're all looking out for taxpayers' dollars. But at the same time, I don't want to get involved in a legal mess that
correct.
We find out it wasn't a valid bid, or it is a valid bid, and we didn't go with. That's my concern. So if we can get a better definition of nexus and see if it qualifies.
Neither paper is available on the east side of the county. Neither paper has, when you go past Forsyth, I've called the stores there to see if either one of them, the postmaster says they can go by who receives it in the mail, which ones, and there was one over the other on that. But as far as it being under the term that we looked at, nexus is available in either store there for the customer to come in and buy. Neither paper is available there.
And I don't know if that's because of nobody wants to buy it, so therefore they're not going to carry it. I don't know why that would be.
So for those reasons, I would like to
table it
until next Monday.
Next Monday is the... is that, do you know?
May
6th?
I won't be here, but you don't need me for this.
No.
We may.
Well, I hope.
Move to table bid recommendation for county sales tax to Monday, May 6th.
Second.
No second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yes.
Bid recommendations for aggregate rock number 201903-427.
Yes, thank you again, Commissioners. This is in reference to the bid number just mentioned by Presiding Commissioner Schofield, requested by Taney County Highway Administrator